For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal grand jury investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election has indicted 13 Russian nationals, including 12 employees of a St. Petersburg, Russia-based company that carries out online influence operations on behalf of Moscow. Here is Deputy U.S. Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
The indictment alleges that the Russian conspirators want to promote discord in the United States and undermine public confidence in democracy. We must not allow them to succeed. The Department of Justice will continue to work cooperatively with other law enforcement and intelligence agencies and with the Congress to defend our nation against similar current and future efforts.
Indictments come from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office. His investigation into Russian election interference has led to the indictments in the past of several members of the Trump campaign and administrative staff. U.S. Attorney General is ordering an immediate review of how to respond to warnings about potential mass killers. Action follows an admission by the FBI that it ignored a tip-off about the gunman who killed 17 people, wounded 14 others at a school in the U.S. state of Florida this week. President and Mrs. Trump visited the hospital treating some victims of the mass shooting. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa hailed a new dawn for his country and promised to fight corruption following the resignation of his predecessor, Jacob Zuma, who was plagued by corruption scandals. In a State of the Nation address to Parliament, Ramaphosa struck with a note of optimism and outlined a future to revive the country's economy. This is VOA News.